Habayit Shenizdak. Okay, so now we're talking about the same kind of issue that we had before, where the question is there going to be a place for Tuma to go out or not? And in this case, instead of our having just the question of a little atrium, what we have is a split that goes over the entire roof, so you have an inside part of the house, the outside part of the house, and then up on top, there is actually an open roof. So now, in that case, we've got an inside and outside, and therefore, says the Mishnah, if Habayit is nistak, so the house is completely split into two different parts. So if Tuma, in this case, the Tuma could be either an entire maze, it could be Kizayis min maze. So if it's in the part that is outside, when we say it's outside, it means it's the part that's closer to the door, to the exit. So then the halacha is that any kalim that are inside of the house, meaning that they're on the part that is not under the same part of the roof, it becomes a different house. And those kalim shebifnim are tahorim, and only kalim in the outside that are under the same ohel are considered to be part of the ohel that's mitame. So basically, we've split this house into two separate ohelis. And this, by the way, is, again, not nogea, needing a tefach. It doesn't make any difference, as we saw before. There's no din of lovud, and there's no issue of the normal dinim, that something is considered to be a one thing if it's within three or if it's within one. When it comes to ayalais, we don't have that shear. Now, how about if the tumah is in the inside part of the house, the part that's towards the back and not towards the front door? So then the opposite ought to be true, right? So actually, it's a machlokas. Kelim shebachutz, the kelim in the outside part, Beit Shammai omrim, they're still going to be tameh. Why? Because remember, we've got another problem here. Our other problem is, of course, the famous problem of sof tuma latzeit. And we've got a sof tuma latzeit problem, because since the tumah is going to be brought from the inside part to the front door in order to get out of the house, so because of that, we have to take that into consideration in determining the dinim of the tumah. And therefore, it says Beit Shammai, look, it's definitely going to be metami the whole place, because it's got to go through the front of the house, unless it could be taken out through the roof. Okay. But in order for it to be taken out through the roof has to be big enough that we would consider it to be a sof tuma latzeit from there. And therefore, it needs three tvachim in order for it to be sof tuma latzeit. If it's because of that, less than that, so then we're going to say sof tuma latzeit will be through the front door and not through the roof. So therefore, tainis Beit Shammai, in this case, I need to have four tefachim, because remember, we said before, when we have a lot of different doors, if there's one that is 4x4, so then you'd be metame only the area under that door because of the din of sof tuma latzeit. So here too, since you could take out the mace through the four tefachim opening in the roof, then that would be okay. Beit Hillel omrim, Beit Hillel says that even if you've got the slightest amount, namely a kolshu, but remember that kolshu is defined, as we're going to see later on, as the chut of the mishkolet, which is a plumb line thickness. So that's how we use kolshu here. Even if it's a kolshu, the din, that sof tuma latzeit, is not going to apply, and there will be no tuma in the outside part, according to Beit Hillel. If it's less than that, then it is. Where the tuma was in the outside part of the house, there, of course, we don't care, because there's no way that we're going to take the tuma back to the back of the house in order to get it out. So that's Machlokas Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, according to the Tanna Kamma. The thing is, not everybody agrees to that fact, that this is a machlokas between the Tanna Kamma and Beit Hillel. And Rabbi Yossi says differently. And Rabbi Yossi says that, in fact, I disagree. And the way to understand the two shitas over here. So I just went to the wrong page, sorry. The way to understand the two shitas over here is that Beit Hillel says, in order for us not to say that you're going to be metame the outside because of the inside, you would need to have at least a poteach tefach. So it's true that you don't need, according to Beit Hillel, 4x4, but Rabbi Yossi says you certainly need to have, even for a kezayit, we said before, you need a place which you could take out the kezayit, and that's one tefach. If you had a mace, an actual body in the back, so then you wouldn't need 4x4, because the halacha is that according to, we saw before, sof tumalatzeit requirements, if you've got a lot of different doors, and one of them is arba al arba, only then do we say if there's an actual body in the house, that that's the one that's going to be tamei, not the others. The same thing would apply over here, says Rabbi Yossi. Why would there be a difference between a gap in a roof and an opening of a door? So in this case, you certainly, a minimum, of a poteach tefach, and that's making the assumption that you only have a kezayis min hamet and not really a mate shalem. Now, how about a similar case where there is a gap, but over here, what we're talking about is actually an achsadra. So it's not really a house. And it's therefore what you have is you have these basically different pillars that are supporting a roof. It's open on one side completely, like a porch, the normal din of an achsadra. And the roof is split such that it separates. It goes from the middle of the side that is open to the middle of the other side, which is closed. So it splits the achsadra into two parts. In this case, it's not the front and back. Rather, it's the two sides. So achsadra sinistika. If the tuma is on side A, then the kalim on side B are tar, because since they're separate olim, obviously, as we said before, even if it's a tiny split, nothing's going to go from one side to the other. And in the Mishnah that we had before, it made a difference whether it was front or back, because over there we needed to take sof tuma, let's say, through the front door. Over here, that's irrelevant. Okay. Now, suppose somebody puts his foot, and this is similar to the case that we had before, where we were talking about an atrium. So somebody puts his foot, or somebody puts a long piece of bamboo over the gap. Okay, and now there's a connection between the two separate parts of the roof of the achsadra. And this connection is at least a tefach, so that it gives it a din of a ohel, and that is enough to make it into all one ohel. So if you make it into all one ohel, if you have a part of the tumah on one side, so then it will actually be mitame the other side, and therefore he would be a rav et hatumah. Then he brought the two sides together into one ohel. Suppose he was nataneta kana ba'aretz, and here we have the same issue that we raised before, and that was, can you actually take a kli when we were talking about the achsadra? We were talking about the hole in the roof. We talked about, can you bring something up from the ground and make it part of the ohel on top? So suppose you take this piece of bamboo and you put it on the ground, and in this case, it's underneath the break in the ceiling. So then, eino mevia tatuma, it cannot bring the tuma from one side of the other, unless it is a tefach over the ground. If it's a tefach over the ground, then it's created another ohel in which the tuma can come through the bottom, sneak underneath, because the ohel is a tefach, and the tuma can come from one side into the other side. This is a principle that we've seen many times before. That if you have remember we had all of the cases where you had the kaveret, and the kaveret was lying in the tefach above the ground through the door, so then it would bring tuma through the bottom of the kaveret out to whatever is on the other side. So the same thing is true over here. This would allow the tuma to go from one side to the other side, but it needs to be at least a tefach above the ground. Now, continuing with possibilities of making the two different sides of the Aksadra is also, suppose I take a sagots, which is ave. So I have this scarf, and it's thick. It's made out of thick wool. And a kofet ave, where I use piece of wood, thick piece of wood. And that's underneath that hole in the roof. A non mevin et hatumah, even they are not considered to be lifted up and made part of the roof. And unless they're a tefach, a poteach tefach, which allows the tumah to spread underneath them, they're not going to be mechaber the two sides of the oil. Because we measure it from how far above it's from the ground. How about if they're kfulin zoagabezo? Suppose we have a pile of towels or something, and we have one on top of the other, and we put them underneath the place on the roof where there's this gap. So then the halacha is, Einan meviyota tatuma, achteha el yonagavoa min haaretz, boteach tefach. If you have a number of different pieces, let's say scarves or towels, you can sit and assume that we look separately at the top towel than we do from the bottom towel. And we don't consider the ohel to be stopped up because there are other towels in the way. A towel doesn't make the difference of an ohel or not. So if the uppermost towel is a tefach above the ground, so then we would measure it from the uppermost one, and we can simply pay no attention to the other ones. So we consider the oil to be the top towel. Now, suppose a person is there underneath the gap in the roof of the Aksadra. So then, haya adam natun sham, bet shamay omrim eino mevi et atuma. Well, how is a person going to be mevi tuma? There's not a tefach between his body and the ground, and we view his body not as made out of separate layers, so that we should look at the layer of his back as being as separate from his tummy and say, okay, let's just look at his back and say, there we've got an oil of a tefach, and that would be enough. We don't say that, and eino mevi et atuma. Beit Hillel says, now, wait a second. A person's body is considered to be empty. I mean, the fact that it's filled with all types of organs and so on, that's like having a bunch of towels underneath a pile of towels. And therefore, as far as I'm concerned, we will view him as being a roof. So his back is a roof over all of the rest of him, which is lying on the ground. And since that roof is a tefach above the ground, so according to Beis Hillel, we would be able to be mevi esatuma from the person, even though he seems to be one solid piece. Because after all, it does say in the pasuk, Oru basar talbisheni, ubaatzamot vigidin tisochecheni. So then that means that the pasuk considers the actual bones of your body and your vertebrae to be a schach. What are they schach over? They're schach over the orubazer talbisheni on the other side and everything inside. So apparently you do have a roof. Okay, so this is something that we learn out of Masechet Sukkah, and that gives us a totally different way of looking at the two oalos. So the tumah will flow through the person, underneath his back, into the other side of the house.